You ever wonder what you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa Claus?
No, what do you call him?
A rebel without a clause.
I don't like it. Is this what I sound like?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
It's a hot start, bud.
We've been in this for a hot minute. Have a hot toddy. Welcome. Grab a hot seat.
Ooh,
in the hot south.
That's a nice
Christmas.
A hot Christmas. Yeah, that's what I think of. Every Christmas. It's a hot. Down here in the south, it is a hot Christmas, though. That's for real.
Well, it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
It's all of it.
So yeah, this is our holiday episode. I'm Cade. This is Hi Dads. We're a couple of dads who like to make cocktails and construct them, deconstruct them, talk about them, learn their origins, their histories, make some riffs on them.
Yeah.
Joining me are Sean and Aaron.
Hello.
And
but tonight, we're just chilling.
We are chilling. This is our Christmas special. You know, we've talked about it and we didn't know if we were going to make this happen, but it had to happen. And we're here to celebrate Christmas or, you know, whatever it is you celebrate this holiday season, whatever your nationality is, you know, we're here to celebrate it, have some of the cocktails that remind us of the season. No matter what you do, you know what nationality Santa Claus is, Kate?
Oh, I don't like this.
I don't. What?
North Polish.
I like it. I like it. I do.
Oh, I
what's
love the Christmas
what's the
time.
One what's the one where it's like the guy sneaks in steals children?
I think that's when you report your uncle.
That's the Krampus. Krampus.
He eats children.
Krampus is coming.
So tonight we're gonna do kind of a relaxed setup. We are gonna make some Christmas cocktails, and we've chatted a little bit about this amongst us, about what makes a cocktail a Christmas cocktail.
Cade, what do you think makes a cocktail a Christmas cocktail?
Oh, it's a good question. I think there's spice involved, some spices. I don't know the name of all the spices, like nutmeg, maybe?
That's one.
Definitely
cloves.
Chestnuts. Yeah.
Cloves.
Clove. I don't like clove, but when it's like just a tiny part of a thing, like allspice, I can deal with it. But if you're just giving me whole clove, like if I see a hot toddy and you're floating a clove in there, get out of my house. I don't want it anymore.
You don't want anyone floating clove, huh?
I don't want it. I'm just not a clove person.
And we're gonna talk allspice on what is allspice in a bit, but yeah, so allspice falls down under there. Oh, okay. I'm gonna talk about it, baby.
Okay.
Jamaican man.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a berry, if I'm honest with you.
You know, you say spices, but a lot of other people are gonna say like creamy drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
so
eggnog.
So those other people, I hope, are one of you two. So.
Oh my gosh.
Sean, what makes a cocktail a Christmas cocktail to you?
A Christmas cocktail. You know, I think of the Christmas tree. So I'm thinking those piney notes, like anything, as long as you just throw like a couple of cranberries and a sprig of rosemary, then it's Christmas. Like, just make an old-fashioned, throw in some rosemary as garnish, and you've made it a Christmas old-fashioned.
Or the holidays. I think about a white rush. That
Ooh,
is where I'm going. All
so
day,
you like
every day.
Creamy cocktails.
I'll do. Also, just winter in general. I get into heavy vermouth also. So, you know, whiskey. But also, and this one, I guess it's just for me, but scotch.
Scotch. Yeah, scotch and bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Just scotch on a glass.
Yeah, you know, I think the cold weather lends well to like a neat whiskey or scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. In general, my winter drinks are like the whiskey style cocktails as opposed to the summery rum and gin cocktails we like to drink.
Yeah, the seasons of it all.
Yep. Yep. So, Cade, we're talking about Christmas. What is your, like, what Christmas cocktail are you drinking currently?
So, a lot of the Christmas cocktails I make are going to feature allspice dram.
What's that?
Good question. So, allspice dram is, it's a liqueur, and it's it features the allspice berry. It's extracted.
Wait.
And
stop 1 second.
Go ahead.
Did you say an allspice berry?
Yeah, it's a berry. It's a...
No, allspice is all the spices.
No, it's not. It's not. It comes from a berry that comes from the West Indies, Jamaica, grows in this big tree. They take the berries down. I think the Europeans thought they were getting like pepper, and you dry it out though, and they say it's allspice because it tastes like all the spices, like coriander, clove, nutmeg, cinnamon, all those spices combined together. They take that, they dry out those berries, they extract it into rum, and they make this dram. The brand I'm using is called St. Elizabeth's Allspice Dram.
Wait, so the dram itself is made from the distilled spice?
It's a concoction of rum that the dried berries have soaked in and extracted flavor. It's very potent. It's Christmas in liquid form.
It's quite aromatic.
That's very amazing.
Yeah.
And allspice is my seasoning of choice for lamb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like mint when I mess with lamb.
Well, yeah, you got to put some mint in there, dog.
But so that's the allspice, it's pretty common in a lot of rum and tiki style cocktails, but it also lends itself really well to the Christmas drinks. And yeah. There's one that I don't think it's actually a Christmas cocktail, but when I taste it, I say, man, it's like a Christmas paper plane. It's called a lion's tail. And
you mean to
walk through it now?
Yeah, let's walk through that. Walk through it.
We'll walk through the lion's tail. So all it is 2 ounces of bourbon, half an ounce of your allspice dram, half an ounce of fresh squozed lime juice.
Oh, you're going with the squoze.
Lime and bourbon. That's a wild combo. Not something I would recommend right off the bat, but it works in this. Then a teaspoon of simple syrup. Two dashes of Angostura bitters. I'd go heavy-handed with it, though. You're not going to...
Milk the cow, you're telling me.
It's a sour drink, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
it can hold up to some extra bitters if that's what you like.
Yeah, and if you want to throw in some orange bitters, it would go well with it. And then you can garnish it with an orange twist. So, like I said, this is, to me, it's like a Christmas paper plane. You could easily add an egg white, and I have added egg white to this and done a dry shake. It's super tasty with that. I like it. The allspice is still, even with just a half an ounce, it is forward in this drink. The
lime too is very. It's weirdly, it's flavorful.
Yeah, it's
heavy though. It's weirdly heavy. It's.
Can I tell y'all? My wife does not like bourbon, and no matter what I do to a bourbon cocktail, she doesn't like it. But I had her taste my lion's tail. And she was like, "This is good." That. She took it. I hear it. I hear it now.
Yeah, phrasing.
I had her taste my cocktail. Merry Christmas! And she took it from me. She was like, "That's mine now. I am the captain now." She took it. and she drank it.
All of it?
The whole thing, bud.
Wow.
It was, and I got
you
to
took
drink
the whole lion's tail. The whole lion's tail.
The whole lion's tail.
She took the whole cocktail.
She guzzled it back.
She put it inside her.
Stop.
I'm gonna cut you off right there, bud. but so I got to try it, and we were talking about it, and we were trying to come up with some flavor notes, and her words were, she got some fig flavor,
okay,
and some like candied orange, which I expressed the orange peel over the lion's tail, and it was hard. I didn't disagree with anything she said. I think she was describing it perfectly. I didn't get much bourbon. It kind of covers up. I wouldn't say covers up. It mixes well with the bourbon.
Yeah.
Kind of like you were saying, Aaron, lime with bourbon. Interesting. And it is. It's really good.
Yeah. Bourbon and lemon are much more common bedfellows.
Common.
But lime is, it can work. And in this, it really does.
First one I've had.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to try a paper plane with lime instead of lemon after doing this.
Yeah, I don't know how we didn't fall into that when we were exploring that.
You did it with grapefruit juice.
I did a graper plane. But
yeah, you did a graper plane.
I didn't do a lime.
We didn't do a limey pilot. No.
So that's the lion's tail, and then my friend Jeff, who talked to us a little bit about clarified cocktails on the daiquiri episode. Oh, yeah. He's got a riff on this. And Sean, I think you've got that recipe pulled up if you want to walk us through that one real quick.
I don't have it pulled up per se, but I remember it. So it was...
We definitely trust you.
Yeah. let's go with it. All right. Come on, so you're going to need 2 ounces of bourbon, a half ounce of allspice dram, 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice freshly squeezed. You're going to need 1/2 ounce of a sweet Amaro, like Amaro Montenegro, or I used Amaro Lucano. And then you're going to need a bar spoon of Grand Marnier. And you're going to want to mix that in your shaker, add some ice, shake the bejesus out of it, and double strain it into a chilled coupe.
Nice.
Man.
Was that right? I kind of blacked out.
I'll let you know Amaro.
I think it did great. And nice. I like Jeff's riff on it. I think it's good. And it is much more closer to a paper plane
than
the lion's tail. But I think they're both great cocktails.
They're very terrific. Good. They're both good.
Jeff.
They both give me the Christmas spirit.
What is that supposed to mean?
Maybe, or, oh, you know what? It's Santa's sleigh.
Oh, Santa's sleigh.
Because Santa's sleigh flies like an airplane.
I like that.
Because it's so close to a paper plane, honestly. Yeah. Whereas the lion's tail, I felt like, was a whole different cocktail that I haven't had before.
Yeah.
I feel like this maybe changes it too much.
It's a whole different cocktail that you've never had before, though.
Well, yeah, but I just think adding the Amaro and changing the citrus more makes this a paper plane riff than a lion's tail riff. Still delicious, though.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
I haven't had that one, but the lion's tail was pretty good.
Lion's tail's amazing.
I don't think I want 2 of them in a row. I think 1 will do.
I made a double.
It's got a lot of different flavors. What was that?
I made a double on accident, so I had 2 in a row.
Nice.
That's a heavy lime drink right there.
It's a lot of sour, but I've enjoyed it.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
What you going to do, bud?
Let's neutralize some of this acid, guys. That's an acidic drink.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go White Russian. Do I have...
Oh.
Vodka. Lucky you. I got the vodka. So pour some. All right, I'm gonna walk you guys through this very, very simple drink.
All right. Walk us.
The Big Lebowski, the White Russian. You know, I'm going to take a glass, any glass. Put an ice cube in there or a handful of ice, whatever you prefer.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of the ice. Then you were going to want to fill the glass halfway up with vodka, halfway up with coffee liqueur. Preferably, you will have made your own coffee liqueur from home-roasted beans that you hand ground. Don't show off. And then you make it. Anyways.
Hey, I have some coffee liqueur.
That's cool. You live a lot further away from him, and I've never had any of mine own.
That's weird. Mine came in the mail.
I had Kate's name for Secret Santa 3 years in a row. Or like
impossible.
I for sure did. It was at least twice in a row, but it was like the crossing the two groups of Secret Santa.
Yeah, they're different draws, bud. Different
anyways. So half a glass of vodka, half a glass of coffee liqueur, preferably rum-based at least. That's my favorite. And whatever milk or cream or whatever you got in the fridge, you just want to
What about almond milk creamer?
Time out.
That still counts, but you're just a little.
All you have is non-dairy creamer. You can drink a Black Russian. You know that. You can just pour vodka and coffee liqueur together and drink that. But whatever creamer you prefer. But I really just don't overdo it. All right, guys, just a little drop will do.
Figure out where your like flavor profile is in it.
Can I tell you that they've come a long way with nut based creamers?
Cade, we don't want to hear about your nut based creamers. Okay? I know.
Just saying it's hard to say, but man, there are some really good almond based creamers and cashew based creamers.
I need to cut you off. Like, you cut us off on all kinds of nonsense, right? I'm cutting you off. We don't care.
And I stand by it. These are good creamers.
You know what I'm using? Fine. I just don't need to hear any more about it.
You're hearing about it, buddy.
You want to know what I'm using, mother bleeper? Mother bleeping cream. Just a little poop in there. It floats right up to the top. Delicious.
Cream rises to the top.
Mm-hmm. Well then. You know, all right, White Russian, creamy drink, delicious. But the real Christmas goat cocktail is an eggnog, right? Like, that's, I can't lie, that's the number one eggnog. Everybody's going to tell you eggnog. It's not my favorite, right?
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I've had one. It's pretty good.
It's just not my favorite.
It's not my favorite. Good.
Yeah. But that's going to be the number one. We can't have a Christmas special and not mention the eggnog, right?
But are you making your own or are you buying the carton, guys?
I've looked at a few recipes to make my own, and I'm going to do it. I just didn't get to do it before we recorded.
Oh, this is a live. This is his first taste of a good eggnog.
No, I'm not making an eggnog right now.
You're letting me down, and you're letting the listeners down.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that, and this isn't getting cut at all.
Hey, Aaron, it's the Christmas special. Let's bring the vibes good, okay?
Let me tell you.
Here's what I did do, though. I knew that eggnog was the Christmas cocktail. Like, it's the goat. I'm a fan of waffles and, like, maple syrup.
Isn't that Christmas Carol that's like that? Here we go, a waffling?
I don't know what you're talking about, but that's one of my favorite flavors.
What about awful waffle?
Maple syrup.
Here we go, a waffling.
Awful waffle.
I know the one Aaron's talking about. but so y'all may have seen that Eggo, the waffle company, came out with a seasonal drink called Eggonog, right? Y'all saw that?
I seen that.
Have you seen it, Aaron? Have you seen it? Have you seen it at the groceries?
What is Eggonog, brother?
I had to get it because I'm like, I love waffles. I love syrup.
Did you think it was going to taste like Eggos?
And I got it. I'm like, all right, this is going to be gross because I don't like eggnog, but I like these other things. I trust you, Eggo. I get it. I get the bottle. I cool it off for a good 24 hours in the fridge, and I come one night to play video games with you guys, and I poured myself a hefty glass of this Eggo Nog. It was a full... I don't know if I expressed to y'all during video games how large this glass of Eggo Nog was.
Do you mix anything with it, or you just pour straight Eggo Nog?
I poured straight Eggo Nog, man. As far as I've ever heard, eggnog, you're supposed to just... Like, that's the...
No, you pour bourbon in it.
No, eggnog has bourbon in it. Like, the eggnog...
Go check the bottle. Does that have bourbon in it?
I think it's rum-based. Anyway, but let me tell you... They messed up.
How?
What did they do?
I want to hear.
It's just rum chata.
Really?
It's rum chata. Like, it doesn't taste bad. It's called Eggo Nog. It's not Nog. It's Appalachian Sipping Cream. I don't think there's an egg in it.
Whoa. What did you just say?
It's called Appalachian Sipping Cream. It's made by this distillery in Gatlinburg, okay? Oh. But that's not the other thing. The other thing...
One is point of order is
it does not taste like Eggo. In no way, shape, or form is there a single Eggo flavor. It doesn't taste like waffle, and it doesn't taste like maple syrup. I get no Eggo from it, and I get no Nog from it. So I don't know the point of what they did. That being said, it just pisses me off.
I know why they did it.
To make money.
You bought it.
I did buy it. The thing is it,
but I gotta tell you this. I think my apologies, sir. I'm sitting here imagining that you're talking about like the stuff they sell in by the eggs, you know, that's in the little carton. I'm thinking like of some kind of undistilled carton. You're talking about this is an alcoholic beverage.
So yeah. Eggo Nog. Eggo Nog already has the alcohol.
Yes, sir.
I think it's like 21%.
Yeah, I live in Alabama.
Maybe 17%.
Kind of goodies in the grocery store.
Yeah, so my grocery stores here in Louisiana, you can get it, and this is in the dairy aisle. This isn't by the alcohol. They have refrigerated Southern Comfort milk containers of eggnog. I almost bought one today, but I didn't.
So I did actually make a version of a single serving shaken cocktail eggnog.
Okay. Before you get into that, I have a question. Are y'all not like completely flabbergasted that there's not a single Eggo flavor in this? Like, I feel like I'm the only one who's outraged.
I don't know, man.
That you jumped on that hand grenade and that you sampled that.
I'd have probably never bought it, if I'm honest.
I saw it several times. I was bothered that it was called Appalachian Sipping Cream, and you have to say Appalachian, Sean.
Appalachian?
Well, nobody cares that you live in Tennessee, Kate. Just nobody cares. My temperate climate. Appalachian.
If you say Appalachian, you have to say Appalachian.
Appalachicola.
Yeah, that's in Florida, bud.
It's the mountains of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
but regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Irregardless.
I don't have a problem with the union. I don't have a problem with the brand. It's just if you're gonna do it, none of it makes sense.
You want like, us to help you write a? You want us to start a letter writing campaign?
There's not a hint of maple syrup, and it does taste good. Like I think it'd be great in a cup of coffee. It's a wonderful rum chata substitute. It's not Nog.
This is the Christmas episode.
I'm a little vibes up. What?
All right.
Sorry, I'm heated.
You got him all Scrooged up.
Oh, Mr. Grinch.
They Grinched me, man. Ooh.
Sean's so mad about that.
So when we come back, we're gonna try to steal Christmas back from this Grinch.
Let's do this. We're gonna take a minute and we're gonna calm Sean down. We're gonna talk him down from this leg. He's on.
I'm pretty hot. Gonna grow five sizes these days.
We're gonna rub his shoulder.
I thought I was gonna get through that segment okay, talking about the eggnog, but it heated me up.
Sean's gonna come back cool, calm, and collected, and he's gonna have recovered from his eggnog. So,
we'll
just a minute.
All right.
So we're back. Sean, what you got for us, buddy?
Sean, wait, have you cooled down, bud?
Yeah.
I cooled down. You know, I made a relaxing cocktail. Like, I made the end your evening on Christmas cocktail.
Ooh, sober up.
Yeah. Well,
it's a transition.
Let me just say, Lego my ego.
It is an Irish coffee is what I made. In the bottom of my mug, I kind of eyeballed some brown sugar. I threw some brown sugar in there. I don't know how much it was. And then I freshly brewed some pour over coffee. The beans I used were from our friend at Pretty Roasting here in New Orleans. She makes some deliciously roasted beans. I would use some from people in this podcast who roast their own beans, but I've never been given any, so I couldn't.
Don't you roast your own beans?
I do not roast my own beans, no.
Aaron, don't you roast your own beans?
I got a brand.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard.
Roast them in my garage. They're quite nice. I hoard them all to myself for the most part.
I've had some.
Oh, it must be nice.
Yeah, but Sean, you're my best friend. So.
Yeah, that's why I would maybe expect some of your beans, but yeah. We'll whatever. Anyway, I use Pretty Roasting, and they're delicious. This is her her Brazil blend I made pour over. And while the pour over was being made, while it was steeping, I had some heavy whipping cream. And I added a teaspoon of sugar to it, and I just whipped the hell out of it. Now, you could also add some vanilla extract here. I actually added a few drops of maple extract.
Ow?
Yeah, to get me over the whole eggnog thing, I added some maple flavor into this.
Did that give you closure, Sean?
I needed some closure. And then, my arm is still tired from whipping that whipped cream, right? So, I literally whipped, and it's a pretty awesome cream, I'm not going to lie. It tastes amazing. And so then you got the brown sugar in your mug, you pour in your coffee, you pour in 2 ounces of whiskey, and then you top it with that whipped cream.
Let's talk the whiskey. What kind of whiskey?
I used Bullet Bourbon. You could use something like Jameson if that makes you feel more Irish. Just whiskey, man. Pour in some whiskey. Pour in scotch if you want.
Well, it's not an Irish whiskey. Or Irish coffee is what you're telling me. Fair to say?
Can I make a
controversial statement?
I sure can.
I don't like Irish whiskey, and I'm sorry if that offends anybody.
But the whole thing about it going
coffee
is it tastes like...
Have you had nicer Irish whiskeys, though, or are you only basing that on, the Jameson and Bushmills?
I've had bad experiences with Jameson. Excuse me, I've had experiences with Jameson, and they've been bad, and I don't like Irish whiskey because of that.
I feel like I need to point of order on this, though.
Point of order!
The whole point of the Irish coffee is... Using Irish whiskey, it gives it that bread, what is the bread flavor that it has? Like the
wheat?
The cookie. It has like a biscuit cookie, like a British biscuit cookie flavor to it when you have a good one. So that gives it a whole sweet other depth to the coffee and the cream. So that bourbon doesn't have that, right? Bourbon changes it to me.
I can't tell you that bourbon isn't different than Irish whiskey, that they certainly are different. But what I am telling you is I'm kind of like Kate. I don't drink a lot of Irish whiskey, and I'm a little poor right now with all my kids. so I couldn't go buy an entire bottle of Irish whiskey to make.
I'm not even telling. I don't have any.
So I just use bourbon. Are you trying to make me hot again? Are you making me hot again?
Sean, Christmas. Hot. Sean is hot.
Christmas. Sean struck out tonight.
Cool it down.
How many of us think Sean struck out on this night of the Christmas party? Sean, it's all right, bud. You got twins.
Hey,
it's gonna happen. We all get a dry spell.
Look. All I'm going to say is whether you're using Irish whiskey or bourbon or scotch, whatever you want, put it in there. Try some rum, for crying out loud.
Oh, please.
It's going to be good as long as your base is good.
Are you and... doing coffee?
What?
Jamaican coffee?
I'm it's not Jamaican, Jamaican. It anymore. It was you a know Brazilian what I mean, Jamaican?
Blend. I'm Jamaican. A boulevardier with some chinar in it. And ooh. You know what I'm going to do to that is pour just a little... Left hand? Hold on, just pour a little teaspoon, just a little, just no. a little teaspoon of Saint... What is it? Saint Elizabeth's allspice jam.
Allspice jam.
You're doing Santa Claus About Town.
Oh.
It's a boulevardier, man. It's, what is it? Chinar?
It's oh, Kate, it's a Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Well, that's what I like. I like the name of that drink.
Yeah. If you sub the Chinar for the Campari and a Boulevardier, then
a Rudy Toot Toot and a Rumpa Tum Tum.
A Man About Town. If you add the allspice, then you've got Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Yep, that's what this is called. And a little bit of orange peel in there. Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little orange peel and a little lemon peel in this drink too, boys.
Nice.
Because that's for Rudolph.
And Aaron, you're saying this tastes like bread, or my cocktail is supposed to taste like bread? What did you say?
I don't know. What's the flavor that Irish whiskey has? It's like a cookie, like a cookie flavor.
What would you call a Christmas romantic comedy about bread?
I don't know.
Can't tell you, buddy.
Low factually.
All right, you did it. You set him off. It's time for Aaron to get a little bit hot. That is the worst movie of all time. That's the worst movie of all time. But we're moving on.
Well, Aaron, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
That's hard because my mom really likes Christmas. And so, like, I watched all the cartoons, right? Like, I love the claymation stuff.
Yeah. I watched Grinch tonight for the with my son for the first time.
I like Polar Express as a new classic. Mm. It's like the paper plane of Christmas, you know, stuff.
Yeah, yes.
This I could talk about some Christmas stuff. Like, I could have a whole separate podcast just about the Christmas stuff.
All right? Die Hard.
Die Hard is in there, 100%.
Okay, good.
Me and Dad watching Die Hard. Are you kidding
me? What's your favorite?
I'm staying up too late.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, watching The Grinch tonight, I was like, this one, there's no downtime to it. It's just great.
The Grinch?
It's still timeless.
Which Grinch? The cartoon?
No, the original Grinch. Yeah,
the original
Dr. Seuss's.
The Grinch. Yeah. Like, when you say the Grinch, you mean the Grinch. If you're talking about any other one, you say the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Can I tell y'all though, the first Christmas thing that I start out with every year on Thanksgiving, like I insist on it being Elf, and I can't explain that.
Oh no, well Elf's great.
Good, and I just want it. It's like my dirty little secret as a Christmas fan. It's like,
it doesn't have to be. I've got it on my DVR.
It's
right
not
now.
The best. It's not a classic, but that's gonna be the one to lead us off.
I think it's a modern classic. Yeah.
What age can you watch Elf at?
My kids watch it, so that's what I'll tell you.
So can my 5-year-old watch Elf?
You know, my kids watch Elf. I have a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old. What I think is hard to remember for me is stuff we didn't do with the 8-year-old, we end up doing with the 4-year-old, because now the 8-year-old can watch it and the 4-year-old's just there.
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah, but Elf isn't bad. I don't think Elf is bad. There's nothing really in there. He eats gum off the subway. Probably the worst thing, right? He gets hit by a car and it's hilarious. That's dangerous.
Well, he buys some lingerie for his dad and makes spaghetti with maple syrup. It's irresponsible, but hilarious. I say show up.
I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I would love to watch on our big screen with them.
Yeah. You know what's harder than Elf for me?
What?
Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Me and my 8-year-old son watched Home Alone, but last year he was 7. I think even 2 years ago, I was the first time I showed it to him. And I thought it was a good idea until I watched it again as an adult.
The physical violence.
Oh, man. Home Alone. Yeah. It's a very violent film.
Yeah. He sets people on fire.
Yeah. If I watch stuff like that with my kid, I'm like, you know, this would potentially kill someone. This would be a traumatic brain injury.
Nah, but he gets it. Don't set people on fire. They get it.
Yeah.
But show them the movie.
That to let them know, like, this would kill somebody. Don't do that. That's bad.
I think that Canadian show Degrassi had a Christmas episode. Did y'all know that Drake? Did y'all know Drake was in that?
I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest with you.
What? Drake was in a Canadian TV show called Drake, fan of the show, was in
what show?
Degrassi.
Well, he's a fan of the pod, so yeah. I mean,
Drake loves giving gifts on Christmas. Do you know why?
You know that because you're his best friend. Go
ahead. Why?
Because he's really good at rapping.
Well, we thought
disagree.
We thought we had a Drake connection until you just broke up with him with that dumbass joke.
Well, I'm gonna watch Elf with my kids this season, and I'm.
You should watch it tomorrow.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh no, we're.
I watched Grinch with my son tonight.
Tomorrow.
Y'all going where?
We're going to a play. We're gonna see All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth.
Oh,
sounds cool. Is it a high school production or like did you pay for the tickets?
So this is a paid production. It's at the
Def Jam.
It's at the Barter Theater in Abingdon, Virginia. It's a nice, really nice theater. I've seen lots of productions there. One of my favorites I saw there was Big Fish.
We have a friend that's in that.
But,
well, he just owes us an essay. That's all.
Yeah, he just owes an essay.
All right, let's change the subject. You're going to a Christmas play. What are you going to wear? You going to wear like a sweater, Christmas sweater or something?
You're the meteorologist and you keep sending this warm, wet weather. So, no, I have a great Tyrannosaurus Rex Christmas sweater I cannot wear. Because it's 50 degrees. So
what is it made out of?
Lycra? I don't know.
Oh. Well, because most Christmas sweaters are made of fleece Navidad.
Oh my God, did you write down a million terrible Christmas?
F*** you is what I'm saying. Bleeping that out, but f*** you.
Sean, I got to ask you a question. It's very important to me. How do you normally survive when it rotates to in-law Christmas? Because I think we should all talk about in-law Christmas a little bit.
I don't know that we should, but...
Rephrasing then. Do you get drunker at in-law Christmas or your parents' Christmas?
No, I'm stone sober at in-law Christmas, and at my family Christmas, I'm drinking freely. But here's the thing. So my in-laws live out of town. Mm-hmm. So it's a little unfair to be like, because I'm a proponent of my kids are waking up at their house on Christmas morning.
100% agree.
And so we always do in-law Christmas before Christmas Day.
Yep.
And I'm home on Christmas Eve. And that way my kids are home when Santa gets here. We're doing Christmas morning at my house.
Guys, this is a great topic. And I'm a big fan of exactly what Sean said. Traveling during the holidays is absolute BS.
Yep.
I don't do it. I did it once and I said, no, I want my kids to be home. I want them to play with their toys. I want to have the happy holidays at my house. And in-laws,
I don't care. Like, my parents, her parents, we're going to be home at our house. We're going to play with our toys on Christmas, and I'm fine with that. So, yeah, Sean, I'm fully with you there, bud.
So I'll leave later in the day, like afternoon or something. No, I know you won't. That's fine. I'm just saying, for me, it's specifically the morning. After that, then if I'm going out to family or something after that, that's fine.
So here's my thing. Yes, I agree with both of you. I 100% agree with both of you. What we have found that works is we're home on Christmas every single year till 9 a.m. And then, like, the thing, you know, like, if we leave our house, we leave our house. Sometimes we drive 3 hours, and sometimes we drive, you know, just down the road. But our house, so it's the same difference, right? We're out till dinner.
3 hours is a bit too long to drive after a present opening.
I agree.
Nah, it doesn't bother the kids, right? Because they have presents to play with in the car.
My Christmas, too, though, bud.
Take a nap. My
Christmas, too.
I'm just saying, it works for us.
And that's cool if it works for y'all, though. That's awesome. Here's the other thing, though, is I've always given an open invite to my in-laws and laws, like, hey, we're doing Christmas morning at my house. Like, whatever y'all have in mind, that's cool. I'm not doing it. But y'all are welcome to come to my house. Like, you can spend the night, or you can come here.
We like the
Christmas in the morning. Morning. I like it alone, sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I haven't excluded them from the Christmas morning. It's just happening at my house.
We're selfish with Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
But I kind of want to get back to Aaron's question of whose house do you consume more alcohol at? Because
I agree.
That
family.
Me. Previously, it was always my family. I would imbibe more. But lately, my sister-in-law, she has been bringing the bourbon heat lately. She lives in Kentucky. Brother-in-law lives in Kentucky. They bring down great bourbon. And we've been just slowly increasing the amount of bourbon that we have at my in-law's house. And it's made it much more enjoyable.
That's awesome.
That's tight.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that. That's cool.
I associate my in-laws' house with Christmas. They usually have like even courting my wife, and then through the time we didn't have kids, they had Christmas at her parents' house. And like with all the extended family and everything. So it was like a big, 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 huge party. It was like with tons of people. So it was fun. And there was just like a big giant bar with booze and scotch everywhere. So that's where I got my scotch association from, I think.
Okay.
That's kind of probably my that's the, you know, heads a little. We all get along, but we butt heads a little. We don't see eye to eye sometimes. Oh, I think they would agree. I'm
black sheep in my in-laws.
Yeah. Sure. I'm black sheep in my own family too. So it's not saying anything. But I guess what I would say is that's probably like the positive that I would see with them. It's like how, yeah, I don't know. That's like a jolly time for them. And it was fun to see them get a little red cheeked on scotch sometimes.
Yeah, I like that. So speaking of scotch and Christmas, I told my mother said, like, what do you like? And I said, you know, I like scotch. And she's like, okay. So she has bought me a bottle of Dalmore 12 or Dalmore 15 every year for Christmas for like the past 5 years.
Nice.
And again, I like scotch, and Dalmore is it's really good, and the 15 is exceptional. And I can just kind of count on it. I don't look forward to it, but then again, it's always there. Maybe that's why, but I really do enjoy it. And I'm appreciative of it, but I'm not like a scotch head. But it's really good. I like that I can count on a bottle of scotch for Christmas. And do y'all's parents do that though, where it's like, what do you like? And you tell them like one thing and they're like, that's what you get from here on out.
I had an aunt who gave me Jelly Belly jelly beans for like 20 years.
You know what my aunt used to do? My aunt, and this is going to be really hilarious, but I love my aunt. All right, let me just say this up front.
Oh, I love my aunt, and I also love Jelly Belly, so hey, I never, Aaron, that was an awesome gift every 20 years.
But my aunt used to make homemade sweaters that she would buy sweatshirts and like sew stuff onto the front of them, and it was very creative and it looked very good. But what the thing of it was, she would wire Christmas lights into the sweaters with a battery pack, and so like I would have like Rudolph antler. There are pictures exist of me with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on my chest in a sweatshirt with light up ants.
Aaron, so. I made an apron for you one time.
Challenge extended.
And it had lots of iron and so on letters and
things. A big old fake dick, if I remember.
Aaron, can you describe it?
If you hold it in your hand, it has a weight to it. No, there's a certain heft. It's not heavy, ladies. It's not heavy. It's just...
It's not heavy, ladies. Let's be honest. No ladies listen to this.
What did I make for you?
A bush. and a loincloth.
I made an apron.
Mm-hmm. a chef's hat.
But what did the apron say?
King Roaster, I forget. Roast.
You don't wear it every day?
It says, I think it said, I roast my own beans.
Yeah, that's it.
And then a very well-placed hand towel at your waist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the hand towel.
There was an over-exaggeration.
A wiener and ball sack.
We'll post a picture to our Instagram.
That'll be fun.
It was hand-stitched.
Hand-stitched? The pubes were excellent. They were gray and black yarn.
I just squirted lion's tail through my nose.
But that burns.
Oh, man. Sorry I keep coughing. I think I've got that, like, Christmas illness that's going around.
That's COVID-19. You just got back from Orlando, Florida.
100%. No, you know what it's called? The Christmas illness?
Yeah, you got back from Orlando, Florida 5 seconds ago. You got the COVID-19.
No, it's called tinselitis, I think. Y'all almost ready to go play some Rocket League or what?
Wait, would you guys know something?
What?
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. From the high dads to all our listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope you enjoyed our Christmas special, and I hope you enjoy all of our other episodes as well. Please like and share. We're the high dads, HIII_dads, DADZ on Instagram. Please spread the word, like, rate, review us. Even if it's bad, you know, no press is bad press.
We don't care.
Happy holidays. We love all y'all. Hey, Kate, I love you. Aaron, I love you too.
Sean, Aaron, I love you guys. Happy holidays. I'm so thankful for you guys. I really
am. Holidays. I am.
Happy holidays, boys.
Thankful for y'all. All right. I'm going to go pour a nice tall glass of eggnog.
Yeah, and
play some video games.
Put bourbon in it this time.
I'm Russian right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Deal. Yeah. Deal.
Happy holidays, fellas.
Happy holidays.
And a happy new year.